Being clever. Why we do that? Not even because it works better. Because we like the other people to admire us, to say, wow. Do you remember we talked about this with the long story? The harp player? Right after the solution in book one, he said, remember, before the Arab and his wife, he said, remember, you are playing hard to please the people. You should play hard to please God. That is the difference. Here, again, he will say, we move the tail and we try to reason and cheat with Zayd and Bakr. Zayd and Bakr means Jim and Joe. It means this and that. So we are talking with this and that to make them wonder about us, to say, wow. Yep.
We have sought to excite the amazement of the people. We have eagerly grasped at divinity, that by means of guile we may gain possession of hearts. We do not see that we are in a ditch.
See, what was all that? A part of what's happening in Daghouri is that, listen, there are these, a lot of people, we pretend that we believe in divinity. Not because we believe in divinity. We want the other people to admire us. We do no matter what for the people to admire us. Yes?
You are in the ditch and in the pit, O scoundrel. Keep your hands off the mustache of others. When you arrive at a fair and beauteous garden, after that, lay hold of the people's skirts and lead them. O you who dwell in the prison of the four and the five and the six, lead others also to a goodly place.
Okay, what that means. Here we say, okay, this is the stuff that almost everyone will do one way or another. When you started to read this kind of stuff, at the beginning, your emotion starts to boil. You don't know why. First of all, because it's easy to be boiled, because your emotion is vague. Secondly, because you're surrounded by all the good words and nice music, nice attitude. Then there is this positive energy around you and all that. Then there is that devil in your head, which is wondering of your fast improvement, that now you understand it, then this part and that part. The outcome of that, you try to be kind to other newcomers and lead them somehow. Do you remember he said in book one that, remember, there is no first class, second grade, master, PhD. There is no these degrees here. Either you're blind or you could see. Period. Nothing in between. But we always imagine the in between, and you try to do it to the others without being really the visionary. You try to somehow let them believe you do. So you're doing it for that. Do you remember the wine I was speaking, that good glass of this old, old, fantastic wine with on a spit in it? It's like that. In the prayer, there shouldn't be any meaning or interest or intention of me. It should be we. Because what is good? Good is something that is good for that general rule. Remember, self-improvement. That's it. It's not me. Because improvement of me has no meaning if you cannot explain the system I'm in. Could you explain the function of one screw? As simple as that. Could you explain it? This is the screw of the engine of a Lamborghini. Now you see, it's a different screw, right? This one needs a precision, which this group doesn't need that one. That's why you cannot say it in language. It should be pure, means nothing of me should be there. And at the same time, I'm looking for that, and I'm supposed to do that. This is how complicated it is. Here we say, some of the prayers and all that tendency to the divinity is simply for show off. So, be careful. When you arrive over there, you saw the garden, then you could come back and lead the others. Now that you are imprisoned with quantities, 4, 5, 6, and you wanted to take the others with you, it's a teasing stuff like that. Yes?
Oh, you like an ass servant,
are the comrade of the ass's rump. You have found a spot to kiss. Take it, take us.
Another joke like that, that the best places you found is to kiss the ass of the donkey, you're inviting us as well. Is that what you're doing? And all that, why? Let's go back to the time of Rumi, because it's easier. Nowadays, I have to make you sit on the asphalt in the back of that Lamborghini when he's doing boom, 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 and you smell the smoke out of it. It's easier with a donkey. To lead the donkey, to work with the donkey in the time of Rumi is not a favorite stuff, because you're mainly a truck driver. And the donkey is your truck, and you're not sitting in front of the truck. You're walking on the back of the truck. So all the gases is yours, and what are you looking at is the ass of that ass. Rumi will say, okay, you are in that position and you want us to join you to kiss that stuff. Means if you are not that one which has opened the eyes, you are not qualified for this, but you will try. Because this one needs that feedback of that show off, the admiration and all that. Yes.
Since servitude to the beloved
has not been granted you, from where has arisen in you the wish for sovereignty?
Mm-hmm. Because you are not transformed yet. And remember, we are talking about this donkey again and again. Why? Remember, the next part of me is the donkey. Do you remember we started in book 2, he said, pay attention to this donkey because this one wants to go on feet, wants to see the grass. Somewhere else he said, if you don't know where to go, look at this donkey. Wherever the donkey wants to go, do the opposite. This is that donkey. Yes.
In your desire that they should say to you, bravo, you have tied a bowstring on the neck of your soul. O fox, abandon this tale, contrivance, and devote your heart to the Lord of the heart. Under the protection of the lion, roast meat will not fail. O fox, do not hasten toward the carcass. O heart, you will be regarded by God at the moment when, like a part, you go toward your whole.
This one is something that you should read a couple of times again and again. He suddenly he's talking to, you should do, you should do this, you should do that. Oh, heart. Not you even. Talking to the heart. Because this is what he was explaining. There is something that shouldn't go in your brain. Should go in your heart. This explanation of this prayer, I hope your heart will understand it. I hope your heart will get it that, you know what? There is only one way for you to become visible to God. Because here Manzur is attention of God. At the same time is something that you're looking at. Oh my heart, your heart, you want to be looked at by God? There is only one way. Become a piece of the whole. As simple as that. A little part which is going to that whole existence, this is when it's noticeable, because it's correct. Yes?
God says, our regard is on the heart. It is not on the external form, which is water and earth. You say, I too have a heart. The heart is above the empyrean. It is not below. Certainly in the dark earth also there is water. But it is not proper for you to wash your hands with that water.
You know how is it explaining something extremely difficult to get, even painful? He says, okay, when I'm talking about heart, you think that I have a heart too. What a mistake. This is like I'm thirsty and you will show me some mud. Of course there is some water in that mud. But could I drink it? This is what I'm talking about. Yes, you have heart, but your heart is not a heart yet. It's the potentiality. It's a droplet of the water in this clay. Because it's here. But it's not the heart yet. Heart is different, yes?
Because, though it is water, it is overcome by the earth. Do not then say of your heart, this too is a heart. The heart that is higher than the heavens is the heart of the saint or the prophet.
You know what is that saint, the word in Persian?
Abdal.
The transformed people. Because saint is different. Here he's talking about being transformed. We're talking about this transformation. So the transformed people or the prophet. Because the transformed are... This way the prophet is dictated the other way around, it will cover it all. So we say, that kind of heart I'm talking about. Could you say I have half a heart? There is no half heart. Yes, everybody has something, the potentiality. But, yes, there is water, but it's just a droplet of water with a lot of clay. That doesn't count. I'm talking about a heart which has no clay in it. How? Let's not talk about the prophet, because I don't think you pray to become a prophet. But the transformation is the goal, right? Okay, these transformed people, what did they do? Do you remember in book one we said, what should you do? Polish. Get rid of. Get rid of the animal stuff in here. That was the polishing, remember? And he said, polish. Just polish. Don't think about when and how and what. Just polish. Get rid of all these earthly stuff in you, which is the animal. You are going to be the breath, not the animal. Yes?
that has become cleansed of earth and purified.